We are just over a month away from the June primary, and there are three candidates in the race for Sonoma County Sheriff, a spot vacated by outgoing Sheriff Mark Essick. Joining us now on the KSRO Live line is one of the three candidates to replace him, retired Sheriff's Captain Dave Edmonds. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good morning.
So tell us, what kind of experience do you have that would make you the best candidate for sheriff?
Well, easily I have the most experience and education and training. And briefly, I have 34 years of my life invested in law enforcement, and 32 years of that was at the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office, 9 years on patrol, 4 years as a homicide detective, 8 years as a sergeant, 3 as a lieutenant, and then 6 at the command rank of captain. I have a master's degree in organizational leadership from Gonzaga University, and I was a university professor in police management for 5 years. I've been a nationwide red writer in law enforcement for over a dozen years, and now I'm the contributing editor and content director of the nation's largest law enforcement magazine, American Police Beat. I've been pushing next-level law enforcement leadership and performance out to chiefs and sheriffs nationwide for quite a while now, and it's exciting for me to get the opportunity to perform this here in my own community and organization that I love.
Now, how do you plan to improve morale and recruit new staff at the Sheriff's Department?
Well, those are going to be big issues for me, and morale is at an all-time low, especially in our jail, believe it or not. It's a dark place to work right now. The vacancies are at all-time highs. Forced overtime is at all-time highs. Job-caused disabilities are at all-time highs. These things need to be fixed, and it's not only a recruitment problem, but it's a leadership problem. There's a systemic level of dysfunction of leadership at the top levels of the sheriff's office. When that gets straightened out, a lot of these other problems are going to go away, including morale. I will make morale one of my highest priorities, and I've done this before. Anybody can go to my website, edmondsforsheriff.com, and on the front page is my resume. I'm the only candidate putting this resume out there, and there's a good reason for that. And also, I have my top 20-point plan that's on that website as well. So, indeed, morale needs to be fixed. When we start taking better care of our staff, a lot of these problems are going to go away, and you watch, I'm going to do that.
Now, Sonoma County's Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, also known as IOLARO, has made some recommendations and cited some ongoing issues with the Sheriff's Department. Do you plan to take action on those recommendations?
Yeah, right away. This is easy stuff for me. The Board of Supervisors lost confidence in our Sheriff's Office, and for good reason. And I'm talking about the leadership there. There's a leadership vacuum at the top, and that's why they went to this incredible step of designing and building an entirely new department. There's 28 departments in the sheriff's office. They made a new office to manage this issue because the sheriff's office was lacking. I am going to be a partner with the department head of IOLARO. We'll be equals. I'll be one department head. He or she will be the other one, and we're going to work together to fix this, to get this ship running right. This is really easy stuff for me. All of Major P will be implemented under me, and I'm going to make the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office the most transparent and the most accountable law enforcement organization, not only in Sonoma County, but in the North Bay. This is a need that our voters are really desirous of, and I am too. We're going to get this thing done.
Sheriff Essick was vocal about his opposition to masking mandates and COVID protocols at businesses early on in the pandemic. What do you feel the role of the Sheriff's Department should be in cooperating with the Health Department and other agencies?
Again, you know, they just blew this thing incredibly. And I'm sure Mark Essick did the best he could and with his help of his assistant sheriffs, including Eddie Ingram. But they fumbled the ball on this entirely. I'm going to say this. I am not an expert in medical care, and I law enforcement, absolutely. I can run the tables on that against my competitors easy, but I will listen to our experts in this medical community, and Sonoma County Sheriff's Office is an enforcement organization. We should have helped enforce that thing, and it could be done passively. But it still we needed to be there. We needed to be part of the solution, and we were not. Under me, we definitely will. This would not have even been an issue at all if I were leading there.
Now, Sonoma County has dealt with various public safety issues in our recent history, from wildfire evacuations on a massive scale to the pandemic to civil rights marches after the murder of George Floyd. How do you plan to repair trust between the community and the Sheriff's Department?
Well, it's a leadership issue. And if you can, past performance does predict future returns. And again, if you're, for your listeners, if they're really interested in picking the best person, they need to look at the past performance of all of us, because everybody is saying things now, but you can determine what people really mean by what they've really done in their lives. Go to my website, edmundsforsheriff.com, read my resume, challenge my competitors to show theirs finally. And then also, if you on that homepage, you can go to my 20-point plan. I've got it all laid out, and I know what I can do, I know what I will do, and I know our community will finally be satisfied with our sheriff's office.
And Dave, can you tell us that website one more time?
The website is edmundsforsheriff.com, and right on the homepage, there's an easy link to my resume. There's an easy link to my 20-point plan. There's links, obviously, to endorsements and donations as well, but I want people to know who we are. If I can be compared side by side with my competitors throughout the electorate in Sonoma County, we're going to run the tables on this thing. We will win.
We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on today. Thank you again.
That is Dave Edmunds. He is a retired sheriff's captain and running for the sheriff's position here in Sonoma County.